Our top story this half hour, attorneys at Chicago's Dirksen Federal Courthouse have begun interviewing potential jurors to hear the sex trafficking case against singer R. Kelly. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has been sitting in on the jury questioning. He's live on the news line from The Loop.
Often with high-profile cases involving high-profile defendants like R. Kelly, the challenge is to find impartial jurors. Centering around that search on day one of this trial is a potential juror's exposure to the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Potential jurors are being probed on when and how much of the documentary they had viewed. But even admitting to seeing the show, some have been allowed to stay in the pool of potential jurors after telling a federal judge that they could remain fair and impartial in this case. Some causes for dismissal: admissions of having unfavorable opinions of Kelly, admitting up front the inability to remain impartial, and some have been excused by simply claiming that they could not afford to take time off from work for the four-week trial. Live at the Dirksen Federal Building, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
A motorist who plowed into a crowd of people fighting in the street in South Shore early Sunday, killing three of them, is still on the run. Chicago police have the silver sedan used in the hit and run near the Jeffrey Pub, a gay bar in South Jeffrey. A fourth person who was hit survived. Police say they can't label this a hate crime at the moment. They need to find the driver before they can talk about a motive.
Chicago police say a person of interest is on their radar after he showed up at a hospital with a gunshot wound yesterday. He may be one of two people who were involved in the attempted robbery of a retired police officer. The 59-year-old victim was struck in the arm during an exchange of gunfire just about after four yesterday at Renshaw and Independence in Lawndale. Here's Chief of Detectives Brendan Dinahan.
He's sitting in his vehicle. Another vehicle pulls up. Two people exit, armed with a handgun, and they announce a robbery. And once they don't get any items from him or his vehicle, then it appears they want to take his car. At that point, there's an exchange of gunfire.
Responding police officers drove the victim in their squad to Mount Sinai. His condition is not known.
A grieving mother from Texas is applauding the passage of Reese's Law, sponsored by an Illinois lawmaker to protect children from ingesting small but dangerous button batteries.
Trista Hamsmith's year-and-a-half-old daughter Reese died in 2020 after swallowing a button battery from a remote control. She's pushed for a new law, which Illinois Congresswoman Robin Kelly sponsored and passed. It will set standards for the way the batteries are packaged and secured in the devices in which they're used.
Reese's Law is only part of the solution. We also need education for parents and caregivers about button batteries and how to secure and dispose of them properly.
Dr. Elizabeth Powell, Lurie Children's Hospital emergency physician, says it's vital to develop new technology to quickly determine if children have swallowed battery.
The injuries are happening because of the corrosive damage to the esophagus. And so it's a juxtaposition of things. The lack of knowledge that this injury is even, this exposure has happened, and then the subsequent delays once it's figured out.
Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
When the Highland Park City Council convenes tonight, it'll consider a proposed resolution to ban assault-style weapons on the state and federal levels. If it passes, the northern suburb would join other cities calling on higher governments to end the manufacture, sale, and ownership of semi-automatic guns, high-capacity magazines, and body armor.
A tournament for the largest growing sport in the U.S. is coming back to the northern suburbs over Labor Day weekend.
The Association of Pickleball Professionals, or APP, Chicago Tour runs August 31st through September 4th in Highland Park, says APP founder and Libertyville native Ken Herman.
This is our second year, Nancy, going back to Holland Park. So we're really excited about being back here in the North Shore.
He says even if you don't know the names of top players like Zane Navratil and J.W. Johnson, pickleball has wide appeal.
It is a family sport that everyone can get out and play. And unlike tennis, which can take years to get good at, The learning curve is very simple, it's very easy, and players progress rapidly.
The tour is expected to attract 600 professionals and amateurs. Registration runs through the 20th. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Gurnee say the shooting last night that forced workers to close Six Flags Great America early started as an argument outside park property. CBS 2 reporter Azal Rezai says the park reopened this morning as police continue their investigation.
Police say around 8 o'clock, a white sedan drove into the parking lot and towards the entrance of the park. That's when multiple suspects got out of the car and began shooting at people in the lot. The suspects then getting back into the car and speeding away from the scene here. A total of three people were hurt. A 17-year-old boy and 19-year-old woman were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. We know a third person declined treatment from emergency crews.
Police have made no arrest in that case just yet.
A Northwest Suburban Library is celebrating more than four decades of its art lending program.
It's so popular because it allows people to redecorate their home with art of their choosing.
Denise Raleigh is spokesperson for the Gail Borden Public Library District in Elgin, which has about 185 prints of artwork that can be checked out.
You get this lovely guest in your house for 3 months, and it's just wonderful.
Raleigh says sometimes people want to hang on to the borrowed artwork that's hanging in their homes, but she says the library gently tries to get it back. Gently meaning no fines. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Beginning this fall, Wisconsin residents who come from families making less than $62,000 a year would have any tuition and fees remaining after receiving financial aid waived within the University of Wisconsin system. The discount will work out to an average of $4,500 per student over 4 years.